Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem bismillahir rahmanir rahim As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to a very beautiful episode on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life, in which we discuss those topics in which we can better our life, in which we can improve our life, in which we can reflect upon to improve the life of this world, the qabr, and the hereafter. And mashallah, today on Reflections for a Better Life, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding renouncing one's sins, the reward for renouncing sins. Yes, this is what we are going to be discussing today, as well as various different aspects as well pertaining to this beautiful topic. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that whosoever invokes one blessing upon me, on salawat upon me, Allah ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him. 10 of his sins are erased and he is raised 10 ranks. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let us also send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, and our cherisher. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I, for the breath that we inhale and exhale, the blinking of our eyes, the swallowing of our saliva, and so many more blessings. We say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. That, oh Allah, all praises are due to you, oh Allah, under all circumstances, no matter what state I may be in, no matter what situation I may be in, we should be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the more you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for you, will grant you even more. So we want barakah in our life. We want to have blessings in our rizq, in our sustenance, in our livelihood. What is the way to gain all of that? It is to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether one may be rich, whether one may be poor, whether big house or small house, whatever the case may be, in all situations, we are to show shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, you would see how it takes you a very, very long way in this world and in the hereafter, inshallah. So yes, viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we are in the beautiful month of Sha'ban, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Sha'ban shahri, that Sha'ban is my month. Sha'ban is the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this month, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should increase our recitation of salawat upon the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day we should be sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And there are two paradises for the one who fears standing before his Rabb Azza wa Jal. Reviews of Madani Channel, this is verse 46 of Surah Al-Rahman from the 27th para, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran. And Mufassirun, it is mentioned in the Tafasir that this blessed ayah, this verse, was revealed in honor of the first Khalifa of the Muslimin, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now it's narrated, just to give you a background. It's narrated that one day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sitting and reflecting upon the matters of the hereafter. In his thoughts, the scene of the day of resurrection appeared before him. How the heavens would be rolled up, how the mountains would fly in the air like flakes of wool, and the stars would fall. He envisioned the terrifying manner in which the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, would be established, followed by the plane of resurrection, the scale of the deeds, and then the matter of paradise and hell. Now, reflecting upon such scenes of resurrection, the fear of Allah Ta'ala overwhelmed Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he cried out in anguish that would that I were green grass that an animal would consume. Allahu Akbar. He said, would that I had not been created. As Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he was engaged in such reflection, this blessed verse, this ayah was revealed. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And there are two paradises for the one who fears standing before his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now from this, it is known that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is a dweller of paradise and has been given the glad tidings of two paradises. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see reviews of Madani channel. This is just the tip of the iceberg, wherein we are going to be mentioning the reward for renouncing sins. Person has to have taqwa, a person has to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that before I even think of committing the sin, I need to think that if I commit the sin, how am I going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? How am I going to face my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why the reward is so great for those who renounce sins. And there are two paradises for such people. So yes, devotees of Madinah, you know, we are insan. We make mistakes, we fall. We have a lot of shortcomings. Yes, we sin. But we need to be of those who, when we sin, we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we sin, we repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not be so carried away by the whispers of shaitan that we forget about repentance and we don't repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, this should not be the case. Rather, every time you sin, always turn back to Allah. Run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Narration says that the one who repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the one who has not sinned at all. This is a beautiful narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to sincerely make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, reviews of Madani channel, as we have mentioned earlier on, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And subhanallah, the translation of this is, and there are two paradises for the one who fears standing before his Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, Sayyidina Mujahid rahimahullah, a tabi'i, subhanallah, he says that the meaning of this verse is that when a person intends to commit a sin and then remembers that he must stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give an account of every single deed on the day of resurrection, and due to the fear of Allah ta'ala, he abandons the intention of sin and renounces it. For such a fortunate person, there are two paradises. Now, one paradise is a reward for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is a reward for renouncing sins, for renouncing carnal desires. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, divas of Madinah channel, we need to reflect what a magnificent reward it is for the person who, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by remembering the appearance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protects himself from sin. Such a fortunate person will be granted two jannas, two paradises. And how magnificent will those paradises be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ذَوَاتَ أَفْنَانِ, possessing branches Now this means that in those paradises, they are orchards with fruits. And upon every branch, various kinds of fruits are hanging. And another ayah is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ. There are two springs flowing within each of them. This means that in both these paradises, two springs of pure and sweet water are flowing. The name of one spring is Tasneem and the other is Salsabil. The following ayat is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فِيهِمَا مِن كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. There are two kinds of fruit within each of them. And this implies that in these paradises, there are two types of fruits. Some are those, you know, that were seen in the world. And some are so unique that no one has ever seen them before. And subhanAllah, such matchless paradises exist for who? For the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and renounces sin out of that fear. In the blessed era of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a young man. This young man, he was very pious. Even Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to be amazed by his devotion, by his piety. When you know, whenever that young man, whenever he would return home after the Isha Salah, a beautiful woman would call him towards her on the way. However, that young man, that pious young man, he would pay no attention to her and he would pass by with his gaze lowered. One day as he was passing, that woman called him again. And the young man, he felt a slight inclination towards her. But as soon as he approached the woman, he remembered this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ. That indeed, when the pious are affected by a thought from shaitan, they recollect divine commandment, thereupon they see clearly. Now, as soon as he recalled this ayah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overwhelmed his heart. And what happened after that? He fell down to the ground unconscious. When he did not reach home for some time, for a long time, his elderly father went out searching for his son. Where could he be, you know? And eventually he found him, carried him on his back home. When that young man regained consciousness, he related the entire event to his father. And while narrating, as he recited that blessed verse again, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overwhelmed him once more. He let out a loud cry and he passed away. Allahu Akbar. Arrangements for his ghusl and his kafan dafan, they were made that same night. And he was laid to rest. In the morning, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to know of what happened. He visited that young man's grave and he recited the verse, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And there are two jannas for the one who fears standing before his Rabb. From within the grave, that young man replied that, O leader of the believers, indeed my Rabb has granted me two jannas. Two paradises. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful reward, Deeds of Madani Channel. We should also adopt this quality. You know, the state's fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among our pious predecessors, truly they were amazing. You know, just to give you a glimpse and an idea of how they would be shivering, you know, would overcome them due to the fear of Allah ta'ala. To those who saw them, it seemed as if they had just returned from the plains of resurrection. They remained fearful and apprehensive at all times. They would even cry. They would cry so much simply due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their beards would be soaked, drenched with tears. Lines would form on their cheeks from the flow of tears. They would often fall unconscious. Now these are very high spiritual states. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a share of them for the sake of these pious people. And at the very least, every Muslim should possess enough fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when a thought of sin enters the heart and shaitan invites us to commit a sin, then we remember standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scene of that terrifying day of resurrection should be in vision. I mean, when the sun, try and imagine it, when the sun will be raining fire, the ground will be made of copper, it will be scorching, blazing hot, people will be drowning in their own sweat, everyone from the first to the last will be present, and we will be facing the divine wrath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will manifest such wrath that day as he never has before. At such a terrifying stage, I will be called by my name, you will be called by my name, we'll all be called by our name. Let O so and so, son of so and so, appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That time, we will be terrified, we will be hesitant and hiding our faces in shame. Where will there be a place to hide on that day? Angels will pull us and present us before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then an account of our deeds will be taken. We'll be asked, oh so and so, were you not granted life? Were you not bestowed with blessings? Was the message of truth of haqq not delivered to you? Then why did you commit sins? What answer will we have at that time? No, we will be melting with shame. No excuse is going to work. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His wrath at that moment, seizes me for my sins and the command is issued to cast me into hell, what will become of me? What will become of you? What will become of us? So, dear viewers of Mother Nation, this is the visualization of appearing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, with that, whenever our hearts incline towards sin, we remember the scene. If we think like this, if we keep on reminding ourselves in this way, then inshallah we won't have time to be committing sins. We would form hatred towards sins. This is how we have to think, viewers of Madinah Nation. As we have heard in the beginning, how Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he would reflect on the akhirah, how he would reflect on the hereafter. This is actually narrated by Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Habar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Very beautiful narration. He says that in paradise, in Jannah, there is a very beautiful, magnificent palace made of emeralds and pearls. Within it are 70,000 houses, and in every house there are 70,000 rooms. In this magnificent palace, there will be Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, there will be Siddiqeen, Shuhada, just kings, and the person who is a Muhakkam. So it was asked, who is a Muhakkam? And Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied, he said, that person who is invited to a forbidden act, to a haram act, but refrains from it due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Just to give you an idea, give you a glimpse of how people in the past, they would be remorseful, they would be regretful if they had to commit a sin. It's mentioned in Kitab al-Tawwabin that there was a person from the Bani Israel who committed a sin. When he committed the sin, out of foolishness, he felt intense remorse. He remembered appearing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became restless. He became so restless that he began running here and there. Now this restlessness of his, it was liked by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his remorse and blessed him with the highest rank of wilayah, which is siddiqiyyah, the rank of the truthful. Allahu Akbar. What did this person do from Bani Israel? He committed a sin. He felt intense regret, guilt, remorse for it. He became restless, you know. He ran around here and there in a state of restlessness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this act of his, running here and there of restlessness because of the sin that he had committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked it so much that he blessed him with wilaya. And that too, the rank of siddiqiyyat, the rank of the truthful. Allahu Akbar. And to motivate you even more, another beautiful story is mentioned. The Shaykh Abu Bakr bin Abdullah rahimahullah, he narrates that a butcher was in love with his neighbor's maidservant. So one day, the maidservant was going to another village for some work, and the butcher saw the opportunity and followed her. When he caught up to her, the maidservant said that, "Oh young man, my heart is also inclined towards you, but I fear my Rabb." When the butcher heard this, he said, "When you fear Allah Ta'ala, should I not fear Him?" Saying this, he repented and he turned back. On the way, he became so overwhelmed with thirst that he reached close to death. And by chance, he met a man who was the message bearer of a Prophet alayhi salam. And the message bearer asked that, "Oh young man, how are you?" The butcher replied, "I'm very thirsty, I'm exhausted from thirst." Message bearer said that, "Come, let's both make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together." The butcher said that, "I have not performed any significant worship. How can I make dua? You make dua, I'll say ameen." So the message bearer is supplicated, he made dua, and the effect was immediate. A piece of cloud came to provide shade over their heads. When they both went their separate ways, that cloud stayed over the butcher's head while the message bearer remained in the sun. Now the message bearer asked in astonishment that, "Oh young man, you said you had no significant virtue. How is this cloud now shading your head?" The butcher, he related the entire event of the maidservant. And hearing this, that messenger, he said, "As you spoke the truth, the status that a repentant person holds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not held by anyone else." Allahu Akbar. Divis of Madani Channel, realize the magnificent reward of renouncing sins by envisioning and fearing the standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He who renounces sin out of fear of the day of resurrection will be granted two paradises. A man from the Bani Israel feared the appearance in the divine court and was granted the highest rank of sainthood, which is Siddiqiyyah. A butcher, as you have heard, a butcher was blessed with this fear, and the cloud shaded him, and the blessings of his dua were manifested instantly. I mean, what magnificent rewards these are, dears of Madani Channel. That is why it is so, so important and imperative that you and I, we renounce sins due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the hereafter is eternal. And we want to be in paradise. We want to be in Jannah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forever. For that, we need to renounce sins. And we've heard narrations, we've heard incidents of how the butcher was rewarded. Subhanallah, how the young man from Bani Israel, how he was rewarded. And like this, these are motivations for you and I, and devotees of Madani Channel. We should also implement this. We should also renounce sins. Always remember that the moment the thought enters your mind that you want to commit this sin, you want to commit that sin, immediately think that, okay, if I'm going to do this, how am I going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? What am I going to say? What am I going to answer? I won't be able to say anything. I won't be able to give any answer. So why put ourselves through all of this worry and stress, whereas we can renounce sins and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing good deeds? This is the month of Sha'aban, the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us take this month, use this month to cleanse ourselves, to send abundant of salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to recite the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to listen to the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, subhanallah, we do have also a very beautiful kalam a na'at in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and listen to this melodious kalam. I'm sure it will definitely rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's going to definitely increase our love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as of now, let us go and listen to this beautiful kalam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss much further, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se puche Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Ae jalwa-e janana, ae jalwa-e janana, aqa tu sham-e risalat hai, alam tera parwana. Kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe, jo saqiye kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe, har dil ban main khana, har aankh ho paimana. Sange dar jana na, aqa
tu sham-e risalat hai, alam tera parwana.
पानी हाँ पानी, दाना है تیرا دانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا
پروانہ ہے پروانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا
جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے پروانا تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا
اے جلوہ جانانا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ, very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, recited very beautifully by our beloved Rukn Shura Haji Abdulhabib Attari حفظہ اللہ تعالی. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for the beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آمین یا رب العالمین. الحمدللہ, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the reward for renouncing sins. And thus far, we have mentioned various different aspects pertaining to this topic. Now moving forward, viewers of Madani Channel, we have a major problem. know, our hearts, they have become rusted due to continuous sinning. And now we do not feel the gravity of sins. No, we fail to realize whose disobedience we are committing. Now, this state of the heart is a sign of a very great danger. You know, in a hadith, it is very beautifully mentioned that a believer sees his sins as if he is sitting under a mountain and fears it might fall upon him. Whereas a munafiq, a hypocrite, sees his sin as if it were a fly that passed over his nose. Allahu Akbar. When a person commits a sin and does not consider it trivial, but rather views it as a very great sin and fears Allah Ta'ala, then such a sin is small in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, meaning due to this fear and dread, that sin is forgiven. However, if a person commits a sin and then considers it trivial, then that sin is very, very great, because he will neither feel remorse for it, nor will he abandon it, nor will any means for his forgiveness be established. You know, Sayyidina Awam bin Hawshab rahimahullah says, there are four evils following a sin that are worse than the sin itself. First one, he says, is istizghar. And this is considering the sin as trivial. The second, igtirar, remaining negligent of the consequences. Third, istibshar, remaining happy, rejoicing, and not fearing the appearance before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth, israr, and that is persisting in the sin and not repenting. Not even of mother in general, it is human nature to sin, to make mistakes, right? Meaning, common humans like us do commit sins, but we must protect ourselves from these four evils. If a sin occurs, do not consider it trivial. Do not say, it was nothing, or it was just a small mistake. Allah Ta'ala is merciful and will forgive. This is ignorance. Something major has happened. The disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken place. Is this a minor thing? No, never. It is a serious matter. Second is, do not become arrogant over sin. The third is, do not be happy after sinning. Rather, fear, grieve that, you know, I have sinned. With what face will I appear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What answer will I give? You know, envision the grave, the qabr, and the day of gathering, and become anxious. What will be happening to me on that day? But thinking like this, inshallah, this remorse will be of benefit. And fourthly, if a sin occurs, do not persist in it. Abandon that sin immediately and move towards a repentance. Now, alhamdulillah, Laylatul Bara'ah is approaching, the 15th night of Sha'ban. And it's good that we educate ourselves on the 15th night of Sha'ban before it actually arrives. You know, it's a night of barakah, it's a night of great blessings, a night of greatness. In this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows special mercy upon His servants. Hundreds of thousands of sinners are forgiven. And it is the night of acceptance of du'as and the distribution of sustenance. Any prayer made for blessings in sustenance on this night is accepted. Now, our Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when the middle night of Sha'ban, that is the 15th night, arrives, stand in worship during its night and fast during its day. Indeed, as the sun sets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His divine glory upon the sky of the world in a manner befitting His majesty, and proclaims, is there anyone seeking forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there anyone seeking sustenance that I may grant him sustenance? Is there anyone in distress that I may grant him relief? Is there anyone like this? Is there anyone like this? This proclamation continues until dawn. Allahu Akbar. And there are some deeds to be done on Laylatul Bara'ah. Remember that Laylatul Bara'ah, a very sensitive night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Fiha yufaraku kullu amrin hakeem. Every wise matter is distributed therein. Here Sayyidina Atta bin Yasar rahimahullah says, and when the middle night of Sha'ban arrives, the angel of death alayhi salam is given a scroll, and it is commanded, whosoever's name is written in this, sees their soul this year. A person may be busy with a wedding or engaged in the construction or progress of his house, while his name has already been written in the list of the dead. Allahu Akbar. On Laylatul Bara'ah, the registers of deeds are changed. So, to reap the blessings of this night and attain the goodness of forgiveness, it is better that these three tasks are necessarily completed before the arrival of Laylatul Bara'ah. Three tasks that are very, very important, very, very essential for you and I to do before Laylatul Bara'ah actually arrives. But before we go and learn about these three tasks, we do have a very beautiful piece of nasiha, a very beautiful piece of advice. Let us go forward and listen to this clip, and thereafter we will be back to discuss these three tasks to be done before Laylatul Bara'ah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, when you talk about keeping promise, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's life gives us a beautiful example. Because Aka alayhi salatu wa taslim's life is a role model for us to follow. Before the announcement of prophethood, once a person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you stay here, I come back. That person went, but he forgot to come back. After 3 days, he came back to the same place. And he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waiting there for him. And he was surprised to see Aqa alayhi salatu wa taslim that he was present sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waiting for him there. MashaAllah. Look at the mercy of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The husni akhlaq. The good conduct of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. That he alayhi salatu wa taslim did not scold him or he did not show any anger. Only said this, O person, you put me in hardship by doing this. This example is enough for us to understand the importance of keeping your words. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give us tawfiq that whenever we give words or we make promise, we should fulfill our promise. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The importance of keeping promises. What a beautiful piece of advice. A beautiful nasiha. And this is something that our deen teaches us, Divis of Madinah Channel, for us to uphold our promises. So coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the rewards for renouncing sins. And just before going to listen to this clip, I have mentioned regarding those three tasks that we should perform before the arrival of Laylatul Bara'ah, the 15th night of Sha'ban. And the first is to repent. You know, since the register of deeds for the previous year is closed, at the time of sunset on the evening of the 14th of Sha'ban, it is better to repent before Laylatul Bara'ah arrives. Now, a hadith says that the one who repents from sin is like the one who has no sin at all. Now, note in our society, tawbah, repentance is taken very lightly. You know, some people, they tap their cheeks and then they say tawbah, 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 tawbah. Some touch their nose and ears. Some press their tongue under their teeth and they say tawbah a few times. This This isn't repentance. You know, true repentance, it has three pillars. Number one is remorse, for you to be ashamed, for us to be ashamed of the sin, specifically because it is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. For example, if someone engaged in interest-based business, there could be many reasons for remorse. If he feels remorse because he suffered a financial loss, or because his family is angry, this is not enough for repentance. For repentance, it is necessary to be ashamed of the act because it is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and out of fear of his punishment. That's the first, to be ashamed. Number two, the second pillar of Tawbah is immediate abandonment. A person must immediately leave that sin. No, it should not be that he is committing the sin while simultaneously claiming to repent. This isn't repentance, but ma'adallah, a mockery. And the third pillar of sincere repentance is to make a firm resolve never to commit that sin again. Only when these three pillars are fulfilled will it be termed sincere repentance. So this was the first task, for you and I to repent. The second task, second most important task, is to have the rights of people, hukukul ibad, pardoned before Laylatul Bara'a arrives. Now this is also a part of repentance. If you have violated someone's right, it is not forgiven until you seek pardon from that person, right? So it is better to seek forgiveness and make amends with everyone, you know, as a precaution before Laylatul Bara'a. So that if you have ever hurt someone's feelings or caused them distress, knowingly or unknowingly, it may be forgiven. You know, in our surroundings, a message usually circulates on WhatsApp and other platforms before Laylatul Bara'a requesting forgiveness from others. It's a good method, right? But simply forwarding one message to 200 or 400 people is not sufficient for seeking forgiveness. It's actually better to meet those you can in person, phone those you can call, and for those you cannot reach, send a proper voice note or a text message personally written or recorded by you. Now this ensures the other person feels that you are seeking forgiveness with genuine sincerity. And furthermore, those who are asked for forgiveness should also pardon their Muslim brothers, fellow Muslims, and earn reward. That was the second. The third task, according to narrations and reviews of Madani Shunan, among those unfortunate individuals who remain deprived of forgiveness, even on a magnificent night like Laylatul Bara'a, are those who hold a grudge or malice. Undoubtedly, you know, every one of us seeks and is in need of pardon and forgiveness. So alongside repenting from all sins, before Laylatul Bara'a arrives, it is also essential that we cleanse our hearts so that no malice, no grudge, hidden enmity, jealousy or ill will remains for anyone. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon this. And also very, very importantly, subhanallah, remember your deceased loved ones. Yes, it's mentioned in a hadith that on the middle night of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'a, the souls of the deceased stand at the doors of their homes and they say, have mercy upon us by giving charity, even if it is just a morsel of bread. If nothing is given in charity for the Isari Thawab, they return with a sense of longing. So these tasks, the devotees of Madani Channel, let us try and implement them, inshallah, before Laylatul Bara'a arrives. Let us renounce sins. Let us make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on Laylatul Bara'a itself, let us send Isari Thawab to our marhumeen and to the entire marhumeen, those who have passed away from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.